This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Monday, December 10th, 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours in the War Room with Owen Schroer and Roger Stone's coming up after that. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central, all time Central. Okay, here's what's going on. Obviously, we've got the really good news that Theresa May tried to bring forth this traitorous so-called Brexit deal when they already voted 2 years ago to pull out of the unelected EU. So she had a new capitulation deal that made them a total vassal state with no say in the EU. Already, countries only have about 10% say that they would then have no say. And so now both political parties have turned against her, both the dominant parties, the liberals and the Tories, the conservatives. So now she has pulled the vote. She's not having the vote, which is seen as an even bigger humiliating failure. Because she knows then she would lose the vote and that the government itself has finally woken up and turned against her. Now, what did I say 2 years ago when Brexit passed? I said other countries have tried to vote to get out of the EU and they just ignore it and say, oh, we've got to have another vote, got to have another vote. Or the few times they've let countries vote on whether they're going to enter the EU, most countries didn't even get a vote. Ireland did. They voted no, so they just kept having new elections till they did. So I've learned the tactics. But you'll notice I said 2 years ago, I said, watch, they're going to try to block this now and say it wasn't done properly or try to have other votes, and that'll just wake up the UK even more. They're going to say, oh, look, Brexit failed. Oh, you nationalists, see, trying to wear us out. But if we get the long game here, and then if you go back 20 years ago, they weren't even telling Europeans that the EU existed. They would say it's a conspiracy theory when we said this trade deal is about to become a union and it's going to have its own army and it's going to try to militarily not let you get out of it. And it's designed to implode your nation. That's because the founders of it had bragged before. And it was a vassal plan of Hitler. Well, now you see the images of the EU blue armored vehicles, navy blue vehicles, rolling in, bringing in, you guessed it, foreign troops, but all wearing face masks, all concealed, to suppress the French. Because the French military and police wouldn't do it. So, dun-dun-dun-dun, for the first time since 1945, it's being reported in France, foreign multinational contingents, some French, some German, some Dutch, you name it, rolled in. You heard me right. In fact, can we pull up the footage of Hitler touring France? It only took him 2 weeks to take France because most of the generals had gotten on his payroll and stood down. On the British Expeditionary Force fought back. So the French general staff stood down, and 2 weeks later was given full command, but they moved the capital from Paris to Vichy in the south, which is why you get the term Vichy collaborator French. And then the French resistance fought them. But see, it's easier than just fighting an army. You just buy them off. So Hitler, a couple of weeks after France was taken, he toured it. He visited Napoleon's grave. And he left after just half a day there. He had the Versailles caboose, where the Versailles Treaty of World War I was signed by the Austro-Hungarian Empire and the Allies. He had that destroyed. He had them sign their capitulation on the bus, on the caboose, and then he had it destroyed. So there's Herr Hitler touring Paris and the Eiffel Tower and the old Fuhrer. And boy, his EU project now has tanks rolling down the streets of Paris. Isn't that just unbelievable? And it's happening. But it's all backfired. Next year's news today. Find out why I'm the most censored man in the world. Universally, all over the planet, governments dread this broadcast because we've done the research. We have the context, and we know how to drive a big, fat, stinking stake for the globalist filthy blackguard. Spread the light, links. Resist the globalists.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour of this important Monday broadcast, Dan Lyman, InfoWars Europe bureau chief, has been on the ground the last few weeks in the yellow vest demonstrations that have brought the EU dictatorship to its knees. He's going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. Then Joey Gibson, he leads the National Prayer Group, goes out and simply prays in public as attacked by Antifa. Well, they're coming to confiscate guns without even warrants on the West Coast. He's got an emergency warning. We've got John Greenwald, the BlackVault.com, who got all those CIA mind control torture documents declassified last week. He's a big listener. We're honored to have him joining us. And, of course, Nick Begich, always on fire, but in studio. He's amazing. He was in studio last night down there working with us on some big stuff. He's going to be in studio coming up, getting into the mind control technologies and all this that are rolling out. Mike Adams, fourth hour, always powerful. That is one hell of a transmission right there. And then it just continues with the war room. Owen Schroyer and Roger Stone. And boy, Roger's got some big news he's going to be breaking here tomorrow. And we'll be together tomorrow here in studio in a very special place. I'll leave it at that. And so you definitely want to join us tomorrow. Now, a lot of times when history's happening in a really big way, people don't recognize it until later. Hindsight's 2020. My job is historically looking at the globalist forces, the different power structures, because the globalists are just the old empires, that same system, and then reading their own research, their own documents, what they're projecting, what they're building. And then if you know that, you know what's going to happen, because these folks are in control. Trump's trying to grab the wheel away from them, and that's why they're freaking out so bad. Even if Trump was evil, if he wasn't one of them, they don't like him because he's trying to take their lollipop away. That said, it's all perspective. And since 1945, there's not been foreign troops and foreign forces marching through the streets of Paris and other areas of France and physically arresting and attacking people who were standing up to the Nazis. But that's just what happened over the weekend with hundreds of big blue armored vehicles with multinational police from the European Union coming into France because the police and military were standing down in most areas. What an incredible report. It's in major French papers. Armored vehicles bearing EU flag storm downtown Paris and arrest and attack hundreds. That's the oldest trick in the book. You know, when they had Tiananmen Square in 89, they brought Chinese from 1,000 miles away in the north, who even spoke a different dialect, into the south because the local police wouldn't kill the peaceful demonstrators, because a lot of them were their family. Well, now we've got armored vehicles with the EU symbol on them, and it's confirmed multinational force, because it's one EU. So German, Dutch, other troops with their face masks coming in to finally crush the Yellow Vest. Oh, but see, we're the EU now. We're not French. And that's why Macron did not get sworn in to France's national anthem. Imagine if Trump was getting sworn in and they played a North American Union theme. There is one for the North American Free Trade Agreement. There is a song. You can pull it up. Imagine if they played that song. You'd be like, what the hell is going on here? This is the traitor. This is the enemy. This is the problem. But instead, Macron snubs national French anthem, walks out to EU song after the win. Now, remember, he expanded on that. He said just recently that they want to bring in 200 plus million Muslims in the next two decades, and that Africa is the heart and the center of France. Yes, he said that. And he said that patriotism is not having a country. These are quotes. He said patriotism is the opposite of nationalism. Now you're like, that's saying 2 plus 2 equals 1. That's crazy talk. To say that Africa is the heart of France and French ethos and culture. These are quotes. No, that's not true. That'd be places like Paris. But this is all part of the cucking. Rubbing your face in it over and over again. Do we have that with audio yet? Here it is. So he's playing Ode to Joy. They did not play the French anthem. And everyone in Europe knows what this is. So, I should add, who's conquered France in World War II? They've never played a German song that's basically the German archetypal national anthem. It's not officially, but it might as well be Beethoven's Ode to Joy. So he's playing a German song when they've been arch enemies for hundreds of years. He's playing a German song by Ludwig von Beethoven in front of the French, and they're lapping it up. You're like chopping your baby's legs off, and the baby's like lapping its own blood up. I mean, this is the most asinine crap the world has ever seen, but it's called cucking. It's like these guys that get off on, 10 guys come in and, like, roughing their wife up and having sex with her in front of them. And some people are into that. Some women are into that. But you don't get to take our countries over and do it because it gets you off on it. And they want to bankrupt France. They want to drive down its value. They want to totally take control of the whole thing. And look, I don't care if Macron's gay or bisexual, but the whole issue is he was in a pedophile ring at age 13 on record. And he was sworn in with a giant black pyramid with a red all-seeing eye right behind his head. And François Mitterrand said the temple at the Louvre was to Lucifer. And it has 666 pieces of gold pink glass and a red all-seeing eye in the capstone. And this little monster, who admittedly was in elite sex parties at age 13, passed around as a sex toy, totally compromised, probably been mind controlled, because we know the MO, folks. Totally programmed. Manchurian candidate, he fits it all. By the way, what got declassified last week? MKUltra documents. We have the man that got it declassified joining us coming up. And it's exactly what I told you. And you're like, wow, why are all these governments doing mind control? It goes back thousands of years ago. What do you think trauma-based mind control is? What do you think the occult is? They called it religions, but it was systems of programming people, torturing them, drugging them, inducing them into your cult, giving small children hallucinogens, having sex with them, killing other children in front of them, traumatizing them, breaking off other personalities. This is the real world, and I can tell you at a gut-level analysis with all the facts I've got, It's 100% that he was a pedophile sex toy. He admits that. They hide it in plain view. They can't hide it. If you didn't know that, look it up. But what's really key is he was probably trauma-based mind control the way he acts, the way he's so confident, but the way he's a total puppet, it doesn't get everybody hates him. And now his approval rating is at 18%. And they whitewash it that he was 15 when he was a sex toy with the elites. No. The word is even younger. We know at 13 he was at elite parties. That's confirmed. A 13-year-old being passed around, and he, of course, got a great job by 20 at the most powerful Rothschild command bank in the world. They admit he did hang around with the Rothschilds as well. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen, groomed by the Rothschilds to run France into the ground. And now armored vehicles and foreign troops are parading around in Paris. Now, when we come back, the stock market's plunging, just like Trump told you, because the Democrats have announced the plan to arrest our president. That's right. We're in a fight, folks, all of us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broke down, if you joined us, the incredible spectacle of UN, EU, world government armored vehicles and thousands of foreign troops wearing black masks beating and attacking the French, standing up nationalistically against the globalists. It's foreign troops suppressing a nationalist uprising that wishes to drive the globalist traitor that says France doesn't exist, who's trying to raise giant carbon taxes to pay foreign multinational corporations French money. And now they're using foreign troops to suppress them. That's all coming up. Because we have Dan Lyman joining us from France. And we're going to show some of the compilations, an amazing video that he got. He's been there reporting in the head of InfoWars Europe and that bureau we're building in Europe. Then, I'm going to get to the really big issues. Trump said, you don't elect the Republicans in the House, I guarantee you they're going to try to turn back the regulations that I removed, and they're going to kill the economy. That's their plan. And they've done it. We're going to talk about that. And I've got all the clips. The knives are coming out. Now, top Democrats are saying, we're going to impeach the president. And when he's out of office, we're going to criminally indict him. We're going to put him in prison. And there's no Russiagate now. All there is two cash payments to girlfriends, women he associated with over 12 years ago. I guess 13, 14 years ago. And that's what the president said. He said, there you go. There's no Russiagate, so now you're going to do this. He said, well, why don't they indict Hillary for Russiagate and Uranium One and go after her for the missing kids out of Haiti and go after her for the paper play and all of it? Because Washington still thinks the deep state and Hillary and Obama and that group is going to remove Trump. They still think they'll defeat this nationalist movement. And so most people are either on the globalist side or they're staying out of it. They think that's the safe thing to do. And there's so much bravado and arrogance and chutzpah by the globalists that they're able to really project that confidence and con a lot of people into believing that in the end they're going to win. The Clintons can't get 1,000 people out of their events now for free with massive hype. No one wants to come see them. Everywhere in the world, there's nationalist, right-wing, pro-God, pro-Christian, pro-Renaissance movements that are unstoppable. The tide is incontrovertible. You can try to hold it back for a while. That'll just make it explode that much stronger. So from Russia to Brazil to France to the U.S. to everywhere, it's happening. So I don't get up here and put a confidence game on like the Democrats do constantly just to sound confident. When I say we're in trouble, we're in trouble, from my view. I say that when I believe it and I know it. But when I tell the globalists and I tell their minions, you're going to lose in the end one way or another, that's because history's on our side and all the facts point that direction. That doesn't mean that it's going to be one hell of a fight, because here's what happens. Those of us that are willing to stand up and tell the truth, because it's the right thing to do, because we're not evil, are punished and are targeted. But the punishment of having our children's future be a nightmare is a trillion times worse than what has to happen to us personally. And there's so many men out there that are totally unfulfilled because the world is not just about being flotsam and jetsam and standing for nothing or fantasy football. And women, it's not just about getting your nails done. And I'm not saying you're bad if you want nice nails. I'm saying if that's your God and you'll shell out because you want to be a bigger peacock on a bigger perch, nothing wrong with big, nice houses. But if that's your God, then that's why you're so unhappy. Now, I'm not saying that to our general audience. I know you know that. But there's a lot of new listeners, a lot of people in the establishment that don't get why I don't back down and why the more they attack me, the more aggressive I get. It's because I haven't lost my basic instincts or my connection to God or common sense. And it's not even a question. The worse you get, the more aggressive I get and the more fearless I get because it confirms everything we already knew. I mean, my God. You know, you'd think when I went to drudgereport.com at 5 a.m. when I woke up and saw the top headline up there, 60 Minutes, major government study, $300 million study, says smartphones are destroying children's brains. And then I went and I saw Anderson Cooper, one of the richest men in the world, this total globalist. He's related to he's the heir of five aristocratic families, telling us now, it's like 100 years after they knew cigarettes gave you lung cancer, putting the thing on the side saying, may give you lung cancer, saying, oh, it might be bad for your kids. Folks, I was in 19 years ago, allowed into the DARPA interface systems. And I didn't realize I had somebody letting me into classified stuff at the time. It was all a big joke to him. I was kind of a joke at the time. He thought, you want to see something? I've known this guy a few years, met him at parties and through mutual friends. And he went on to work for an even more elite university. There's only one more elite when it gets to this. That's, they know who it is. It was MIT. So he took me into these DARPA study areas. And this wasn't super classified. This was just restricted. But on each door and each lab area, it was funded by DARPA. And he'd take me, he goes, you know, I'm not really supposed to take you in here, blah, 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 but look at this. He'd show me this, show me that, show me this, show me that. And to him, it was all a big joke because he was a guy running a bunch of this. And so he was always hearing me talk about this stuff. He thought it was hilarious because, you know, it's you know, take Alex Jones who talks about all this and lead him right into the middle of it at the UT psychology department. He'd flip a switch, you know, and it'd be primate facilities in Bastrop with, you know, great apes and monkeys all hooked in with big flicker screens. And then there'd be another room where they'd pay women to masturbate and look up at a screen. They'd put subliminal messages out and they'd have electrodes hooked up to their, you know, their genitals. And then they'd take me in another room. And after about 4 hours of this, I'm like, this building, that building. I said, listen, I've seen enough of this. He's like, really? You've seen enough of it? And the whole, almost the whole place was how to manipulate you through flicker rates and through screens and to go with what system would be the most destructive to mesmerize you, lower IQ, have you stop communicating with people and totally control you. So imagine, I don't go, oh, look, it's coming out. Anderson Cooper told us all about it. No, I go, I failed to cause a debate about this early on. In all my films and all the articles, everything I wrote. And now Anderson Cooper has the credibility to tell us we've already addicted you. We've already habituated it. We know it's too strong for you to pull out. But later we want the liability protection because they literally give you cancer. They're 5G. They brain damage you. They destroy your language skills. They ruin your life. You have no friends. It kills everything. And you think it's how you interface with your friends. But then Anderson Cooper, a conscious member of the leftist foundation CIA group with $500 billion in assets at least, sits up there and tells you about how he's going to protect your children. It's like shooting you in the head and then giving you a Band-Aid. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours. hours to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. So, coming up after our cover reporter Dan Lyman leaves us, an incredible footage he got of the EU invading armored vehicles. They're confirming in local news, many of them foreign soldiers invading France to suppress French citizens. Just hiding in plain view. How incredible is that? Well, for TV viewers, you'll get to see a lot of this HD footage that Dan Lyman shot. We'll also show you some of the local news footage. And it's just ongoing, and it's threatening to cripple and bring down the whole unelected EU. Theresa May had no confidence, so she didn't go with the vote on her Brexit deal because she knew the Parliament was going to vote it down because they handed over more power to the dictatorial EU. This is the heart of the New World Order in deep, deep trouble. We'll be talking to Dan Lyman in a moment, who heads up the European arm of InfoWars. But first, we're also going to get into the screen time and the brain damage and how it destroys emotional connections and how it lowers the emotional IQ, how it basically creates artificial Asperger's children. And it takes it from the television to the pad, and all of it's done to make you plug in to the modern matrix-like system. We'll be talking more about this with the man that first really exposed it, Dr. Nick Begich, in studio in the third hour. But now 60 Minutes has told you all about the MRIs they're doing and what it's showing and how it's hurting the children. After they know you're already hooked. And oh, now they're having, 5G and others can give you brain cancer. In fact, they do, but we're not going to stop. So now 60 Minutes tells us about what we already knew decades ago, and they'll be celebrated, maybe get a Pulitzer Prize for it. Now, we're also going to get into the really big issue. They're making their move to remove Trump. And you know they are because they picked bimbo issues, because both parties are involved in corruption with the Chi-Coms and others. So they don't want to go after Trump because there's nothing there with something that could hurt both parties in the establishment. They want to get him on limited things. So they got a stool pigeon who already said that Trump wasn't involved in knowing they were using the campaign for payments and that Trump had paid for it in a private transaction. Now a guy that's changed his testimony to get favorable sentencing, which they didn't even do, is now hinging on the whole future of the Republic of the world, and all the other corruption gets ignored. And they're all over the news saying Trump's going to serve jail time to discredit the presidency and just scare everybody. So the markets do what? They go down, up, 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 up they went. And all the jobs pouring back in, you can't allow that. So talk down the stock market, say the president's going to be arrested, raise interest rates. That's another present the globalists have given you, just as Trump warned. Stock market is up massively since election, but it's now taking a little pause. People want to see what happens with the midterms. If you want your stocks to go down, I strongly suggest you vote Democrat. They like the Venezuelan financial model, high taxes and open borders. Oh, and it gets better. Democrat Alexandra Cortez, the poster girl for ignorance, said that she's a woman, so she can run for president at 29. No, it says men and women in the Constitution, Dumbo, 35. But now she threatened Donald Trump Jr. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out about his dad and said what everybody already knows. Maybe we can put this on screen. Why are you so afraid of socialist economy? Trump, because Americans want to walk their dogs, not eat them. And how did she respond? She said, I have subpoena power, and you're going to get in big trouble. As soon as I get in office, we're going to have your ass thrown in jail. That's right. You don't talk back to her. You don't point out that there's no dogs in North Korea or Venezuela because everybody had to eat them. Or Cuba literally is collapsing. No. Just threaten everybody. Now, let me stop right there. It takes a lot of money to be able to have reporters in Europe, to fly people around to cover Bilderberg, to have reporters down there with the illegal alien caravan coming across and the first documented 6 years ago, InfoWars is the first. It takes a lot of money to fight Soros and the globalists because they know 9 times out of 10, InfoWars is first to break critical news no one else will cover. So they want to shut down. That's why I need financial support. I want to expand. I want Dan Lyon to be able to hire a larger team. I'm in court next week. Next week. Here in Austin, I've agreed to be deposed for the Pepe the Frog deal. Some artist made a poster of icons of the election, Trump, myself, Matt Drudge, little Pepe the Frog thing up there. Hillary Clinton's law firm, it's her main law firm, sues me for copyright infringement. They said, give us the $26,000 you made on it. I said, well, actually, we only had about $15,000 if we paid the artist. They said, well, just give us that and we'll drop it. And I said, no. You filed a fake lawsuit saying we don't let white supremacists use the frogs. You can say I'm a white supremacist as a way to have that in the news and defame me. You're lucky I'm not suing you. And then you say I've stolen it when it turns out a guy actually made it down in Brazil. And it turns out that the guy here in the U.S. said back in 2015 in a Daily Dot interview, everybody can use this. It's free. Use it. He gave him a license, even though he didn't have it. It's a trolling operation, you know, where these sites say, here's our photos, use them, but the fine print says, but in 1 year, you owe us this much money. That's free till a year from now. I don't know what this guy's doing, this Fury fella, but I've got to go, not be on air, and I've got to pay lawyers. But I've made that decision. I'm not going to pay him $15,000 when it was a composite image of public commentary, what's happening in the world. It's political. It's totally protected. I'm not putting out Pepe the Frog action figures. He told everybody they could use it. And a lot of evidence looks like it's not even his. So I'm trying to free Pepe the Frog. People say, well, why are you fighting on all these fronts? I just am going to fight everything from now on. Period. And I'm either going to succeed or I'll be destroyed in the process, but that's okay. Because I'm an example to others, and the information we put out, it goes on forever, and it's winning. It'd be nice if I can have my cake and eat it, too. Believe me, I'm not a nihilist. I'm not somebody that wants to just be destroyed. I'm doing this because I know it's the only sure course for my children and your children. So I want to thank you for joining us in this epic fight. We'll come back to Dan Lyman for this segment and the next, but let me just say this to you very clearly right now. We have the very best products. We have the very best information. That's why we're the most banned broadcast, the most demonized in the world. And I don't say that happily, but in a way I've got to be a little bit satisfied to know that if you're going to be on the Declaration of Independence, sign your John Hancock big and bold. Because it's either the warrant of our children's destiny and future being good, or it's our death warrants. So I'm in this all the way. I appreciate you being in it, our affiliates, our listeners, all of you, my crew. I love you all. But it's simple. If you do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, you'll get incredible deals, amazing products. You won't fight the traffic in the lines, and you will allow us to go into the future. You have unlimited power. When it comes to funding this operation, we know it is a 2% maybe ever buys anything that listens. And that's fine. And we want to thank the 2%. Just like the Revolutionary War, you know, the military has the 3% patch. It was about 3% actually started it, fought in it, won it, and then did it all. 3%. Towards the end, they got some folks helping them and things. So, again, it's 2-3% doing it. So I want to commend the 3%. But I want to tell all the rest of you out there who do spread the word and watch the show and the rest of it, it makes you kind of feel like you're doing something. You listen. It's kind of like people at a, you know, fat farm conference sneaking Snicker bars at the break. Mike Adams sent me a text. It's a great point he made saying that. And then they can kind of live vicariously through what we're doing here. Listen, that's great. I appreciate you just listening. But if you don't start taking action, spreading the word, telling folks about the local station you listen to, buying some of the products, signing up to the free email list, and then resending articles and videos we send you, if you don't actually get in the game, we're going to lose this because this is not a spectator sport. This all revolves around you. In fact, let me pull up that Mike Adams text. She said it so much more better than I just babbled it. And it's a really, really good point. But we've got free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points, and every order gets a free T-shirt. And so that's all going right now. I think of the phenomenon all of us are dealing with. When we come back, I'll read this in a damn line. But it's really important. Please financially support us and get great products. 360WIN, InfoWarsStore.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
Dan Lyman, an incredible reporter on Twitter, at Citizen Analyst. Be sure and follow him there. He got the video, some of the best video, of the dark blue armored vehicles. Hundreds and hundreds of them, dozens together, converging in on different parts of the city of Paris, attacking French citizens who are against the carbon tax, the open borders, and globalism. And now it's spreading all over Europe. Oh, and Bloomberg's reporting the Russians may be involved because the George Soros has a bot machine dashboard that sites download, and then it tells you what's Russian and what isn't. He says, I'm a Russian agent, so they have congressional hearings and said it. And took me off most of the internet. So again, he's George Soros says the moon's made of cheese. It is. And they're moving to arrest Trump. We'll get into that next hour. Never a source of being boring. Alexandra Cortez now says she's Jewish because of all of her Palestinian anti-Israel stuff. Now suddenly, like, Pocahontas is Native American. Well, now Cortez from Puerto Rico, says that she learned that dozens of generations ago that there was Sephardic Jews in her background. None of her family knows this, but she learned it. So this is all part of the endless lying out of this lady's mouth. That's all coming up. But Dan Lyman has gotten the incredible footage. He spent days there in Paris. Of course, you can read his work at Infowars.com and Newswars.com. But you can also go to the Europe link there, and I'll put that on screen for folks in a minute. But Dan, great job, and thanks for being here, and I'm glad you're safe.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you as well, Alex, and also good to be home.
Yeah, you're back in Switzerland now.
Just got back, yeah.
Well, you've got the floor. Tell us what you witnessed, what you saw, and the EU admits they think this may bring them down. I mean, the nationalism is spreading everywhere and exploding in France.
It is true, and it is definitely exploding. Good usage of the term. It was quite an eventful weekend. I went in not really knowing what to expect beyond reviewing the videos from the previous weekends, and it did not disappoint in terms of action. It was definitely a live battlefield in many ways, and you had to keep your head on a swivel at all times because it was just chaotic moments broken up by kind of tense moments where you're just kind of waiting for the next thing to happen, and it was just nonstop action.
Dan, get into it, because, again, for people that don't know the history of the EU and how nationalistic these countries are, to have EU armored vehicles when the regular military and police stood down in most areas with yellow vests the last 3 weeks, and now to see these armored vehicles, even some of the French papers pointed out, wow, this is a multinational EU army that they've been talking about. Here it is.
Yeah, there are concerns about that. Now, I did end up seeing some of these armored vehicles. I was on the lookout for them throughout the day. And then in the evening, as you'll see in this shot right here, I did get a chance. This is on Champs-Élysées. It was under de facto martial law at this point. They had all the inroads kind of sealed off. We managed to make our way down there, but there were only a couple of folks down there. And then they were lining up facing the Arc de Triomphe, and they lined up all these armored vehicles and the riot vehicles as well, with the plows on the front, and then eventually they just made their way towards the Triomphe looking for trouble. I mean, it was definitely a tense situation. There was all sorts of violence from all sides, and so I can see why, you know, you'd want a response to keep the calm, but seeing these EU-flagged vehicles with no French logos on them whatsoever was definitely disturbing, to say the least.
We've also got Macron being sworn in to the German music, Beethoven's Ode to Joy, unprecedented rubbing it in their faces.
They hate this guy. You know, I didn't know what to expect in terms of, like, if they really would be anti-Macron, or if they would be anti-EU, or what the sentiment would be on the ground. A lot of these people, they use their vests to write statements on them, and the vast majority of the statements that I saw were anti-Macron statements, and they would get thousands of people chanting at a time, Macron démission, which I guess it roughly equates to resign Macron, or Macron's resignation, and there is graffiti, you know, all over the place, spray painted, you know, Macron's got to go, stuff like that. So they definitely hate this guy, and it just makes me wonder how he did so well in the election. But of course, that's up for debate as well. But I would think that if they had elected someone like Le Pen, things might be in better shape there.
And of course, she's leading in the polls. We see the Nationalist Party winning in Germany, winning in Spain, winning in Italy, winning in Greece, winning in Brazil, winning in Russia first with Putin. That's why they hate him. He is domino number one. With the Nationalists kicking oligarchs out, kicking the foreign globalists out with a huge carbon tax. I mean, I know France already has the most expensive gasoline in Europe, but roughly added something like a euro or a dollar to every liter. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's. I lived in Iceland for a while, and we were paying about $8 a gallon there, and I didn't think that was possible too many other places, but I do believe that French prices are approaching that. I think it's somewhere over $7 a gallon if that tax had stayed in place, or if implemented. It's just, I mean, you can't go anywhere with that kind of charge on fuel. And in addition, I think a lot of these people are just hurting in general. They're just so overtaxed, and, you know, I have to say, I met a lot of these yellow vesters and was around a lot of them. And myself, I've worked in construction. I've worked a lot of blue collar jobs in the past, painting, roofing, and I understood these people. I could feel, you know, the majority of them, who they are. They're blue collar workers, middle class, lower middle class, people just trying to work and earn an honest living. I would say a lot of these people are not from Paris. They come in from the surrounding towns and countryside to voice their disapproval with what's going on there. And I really felt like I identified with a lot of these people. Of course, there are bad actors within the group, and there are people that are kind of hijacking it as well for their own purposes.
Sure, but sorry, go ahead.
In addition to just bad actors in general who just making the most of the chaos, there were a lot of people that I observed who were either apprehended or were committing acts that were definitely worthy of apprehension that were not wearing yellow vests. They were just capitalizing on the chaos.
And let's be clear. Macron came in as a nationalist, control the borders. Then he said, patriotism is not having a country. The worst form of patriotism is being a nationalist. These are quotes. He said, we want 200 million more Africans brought in the next 20 years because that's our culture. And then he's doing all this. The average tax is over 80% in France. So the people are literally in hell. And the OECD, the globalist group, says that France is the model. Most of the EU bureaucrats obviously have been caught not even paying taxes. They have laws written where the EU bureaucrats are exempted EU-wide tax. No one else is. I mean, it's joke level how this unelected body does this. And here it is saying, if you have nationalist uprisings, try to kick our policies out of carbon taxes, no single-family dwellings. I mean, this is all EU world government policy. We will send in an EU army to stop you. If Italy uses its navy to stop Soros-funded rubber boats being brought across, bringing in Islamic invaders, we'll have our military board you and stop you. These are public statements that the EU will use its military to stop nation states that don't follow its order. This is insane. England never voted to be part of it. It's part of it. It's the same thing with France and others. And so that's why this is so huge. And I don't see this populist wave worldwide being stopped, Dan Lyman, and I see what we see here in France. Even the EU says they believe this could, quote, bring down Europe. Well, this isn't Europe. The EU is a criminal corporate cabal looting Europe and opening it up for invasion.
Absolutely. And if Paris is the model for the rest of the world, then we got problems, because Paris is a wreck aside from all of this stuff. I mean, I took a couple of long rides through the city coming in from the airport, and it's occupied territory. It's you're hard pressed to see someone that you might think is a French person walking the streets in a lot of these neighborhoods. In addition, I got to lay eyes firsthand on some of these tent cities that are going up all around the city, just entire areas that are occupied by homeless foreigners. And there's nothing done about them. There's nothing being done to mitigate them, except once in a while they'll sweep them out and they'll just, you know, recongregate in another area. So anyone who wants a glimpse of what the future could look like if you let your own city or town fall to this agenda, just go to Paris and spend a few days there and you will regret it immensely.
By the way, my parents like to go to Europe at least once a year. They've been doing it for 40 years. I mean, they've been to Europe at least 35, 40 times, and they will not go anywhere in France anymore. Everyone I know that lives in France is moving out. A lot of areas of Italy you can't go to anymore. A lot of areas of England, the people they know in England, when they have friends that live there, will not go into London. It's just incredible what the globalists have done. They have brought in literally the lowest IQ, dumbest, poorest people of the third world. So they've exported and imported the worst people statistically on the planet, a bunch of military-age men, homeless, inbred, mentally retarded in many cases, running around foaming at the mouth, crapping all over the ground and raping people, and 90%+ never get a job. They just walk around crapping.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
cannabisstocks.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The globalists know.